This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The person killed by an E. coli outbreak possibly tied to McDonald's food was from Mesa County. County health officials confirmed the victim's residency this afternoon. So far, 18 of Colorado's 26 confirmed E. coli cases are in Mesa County. An investigation by multiple states and the CDC is underway. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has extended its deadline for law enforcement agencies to apply for a grant to help locate people with cognitive disabilities who have gone missing. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
CBI cites low application numbers as the reason for the extension. Its Wanderer Recovery Program provides funding to help locate those with mental disabilities who go missing. Most cases involve the elderly with declining cognitive functions. The grant can be used to cover costs for equipment, technology, and training. CBI has issued 47 senior alerts within the first 8 months of this year. That's one-third of all alerts issued, including Medina, Missing Endangered, and Amber alerts. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A professional rugby team based in Glendale will not take the field next year. Here's CPR, Andrew Villegas.
Glendale officials say the city will instead focus on youth rugby, leaving the American Raptors without a home or a financial backer. Denver 7 reports Infinity Park, where the Raptors play home games, will continue to host events and other rugby programs. The Raptors were founded in 2007 after open tryouts and have bounced between various fledgling rugby leagues in the U.S. under several different names. Glendale's city manager says he's hopeful the team will return in 2026. I'm Andrew Villegas. CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.